you know, no pun intended, but the automotive industry has to be run like a fine-tuned machine. And it's a domino effect. If one part of the chain is a little weaker, or if it isn't up to snuff, well, all of a sudden, car production slows, vehicle prices get higher, there's shortages, there's delays. And part of that process is about transportation. Now, whether that's moving parts to different factories, whether that's moving finished cars to dealerships, the realities are our transportation needs are incredibly vital to the success of the automotive industry. And when it comes to freight carriers, we've heard the problems on that front. The shortages have made these transportation of these products incredibly difficult in some instances. So what are we doing about it? Let's talk about it with Gary Horton, the co-founder and CEO of ACI Transport. Gary, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about what this means, what this means for the industry, because we've talked about the small fleet carriers that there seem to be less and less of them these days. And there's regulatory changes that are afoot as well. How much pressure does that put on the transportation side of the industry?
That's a great question. It puts a fair amount of pressure on it, especially for support businesses like ACI Transport, where we're a third-party logistics company. So a lot of what we're doing is taking over the responsibility of transport from our clients. So we work with carriers of all walks, sizes, every day at ACI Transport. So the small independent carriers are getting a lot of pressure from both increased material costs, costs of doing business, as well as regulation and deregulation as well. So it puts a lot of pressure on the partnerships. However, as you have clientele that expands their needs, you can go and seek out carriers that are doing great business, and many of them are still independent and thriving, even with the challenges of today.
You talked a little bit about the regulation side of it. I wanted to ask you about how these policy changes impact the business.
Yeah, absolutely. So they've actually done a really important push on regulating drivers and carrier companies to have a little bit more sophistication in the record keeping, safety ratings, as well as licensing of drivers. This is great. It helps to increase safety whenever we get visibility of how drivers and carriers are running their business. However, it does create additional hoops to jump through, which can increase final costs to the consumer, as well as ancillary costs for things like repair, gas, and other activities like that.
Mm. And the communication, I have to imagine, is pretty important between the deliverer and the person who ends up with these products, because there's so many pieces at play here, right? They're waiting for your product that you're bringing over to them in order to finish the job.
Yeah, you know, ACI Transport, the C stands for communication. Honestly, I think it's the number one thing that we can provide and facilitate in the movement of material, vehicles, etc. What happens is, as a consumer, transport is often a secondary part of your business. It's something that supports your primary value proposition. And so any time you're spending on that is time that you're not spending on your business. So when you need to be able to move items in support of your business, product to your customers, et cetera, you want to be able to do that while not having to watch it every second of the day. And you want to have clean, proactive communication when things are happening on the ground, issues, problems, that you don't have the visibility of. So yeah, communication is one absolutely vital, and I think the number one most important factor to successful transport.
Gary Horton with ACI Transport, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Interesting look inside the industry.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You have a great morning.
Yeah, you do the same. I got to tell you this story. So you know I'm moving, and we've got movers coming this week, and we are not prepared for them. But I get a call, and by the way, we are closing on our house in just a few days. Closing on our house in just a few days. Hottest days of the year are here. I get a call after the show yesterday from my wife. She goes, "Guess what?" And I said, "What, honey?" I didn't say that. I said, "What?" She goes, "Our air conditioner isn't working." Oh, perfect. If there was a perfect time to not have your air working, It's right now. We have to pack up the house. We got to get the kids somewhere where they're not distracting us. I need to have complete focus on getting this house ready for these movers to come this week. And the air goes out. I walk into the house yesterday after I get home from the show. It was like noon, 11:30. And the house was 90 degrees. It was a hot box. I'm like, what are we going to do? So thankfully, we've got somebody coming out today, and I got a CNC heating and air is coming to the house. Our one of our sales executives, Mike Pierce, Jim Corian, the head over there at CNC, is coming out today. What a godsend. And by the way, I said, how many calls are you getting today? And he's like, oh, we'll have 500 calls of people's air not working or it's not cold enough or whatever. Everybody is dealing with this. But if there was a perfect time for your air not to work, it would be in these these couple of days because it is very, very hot. All right, taking a break. Get you caught up on the headlines. 7 o'clock hour coming up. Also, as we continue our focus on our founding fathers, James Madison steps into focus. It's coming up on JR Morning.